Every hump day, we chat to our love doctor. She's a local psychologist here in the Upper Hunter, and she answers all of your love and relationship questions. Her name is Kim Kalusek, and you can find her at Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook or Fairholme Doctors Surgery in Singleton. Good morning, Kim.
Morning, Sam. Morning, Dana.
Now, we're doing things a little bit differently this week. We've actually had a lot of questions come through in the last 3 weeks or so about keeping the spice in your relationship, even after sort of 30 years of marriage. So we thought today we'd do a top three tips from our love doctor about keeping things hot and interesting in your relationship. Are you ready, Sammy?
I'm taking notes. I'm ready to go.
All right, love doctor, what have you got for us? What are your top tips for keeping things spicy?
All right, love these spicy questions. The answer probably isn't as spicy as people might think. So, top three tips. Number one, it actually is consider your partner. So don't just think about what you might like. You know, if I like leather whips and chains and rock up suitably attired in my blood red stilettos, you know, my partner might freak out if he's more of a satin and lace kind of guy. And the same is said for positions, times of day, days of the week, location, things like that. What I think is spicy may just be downright weird for my partner or a turn off. And
yeah, well, Sammy's looking a little bit uncomfortable right now.
Well, are you a leather whip kind of girl, Kim?
I'm not disclosing anything.
That's yes.
You know, the backbone of some psychology work is confidentiality, Sammy. But
that's very true. Okay, great one.
What about number two, Kim? What do you got for us?
So the second thing is fun, and more fun. You know, we really forget fun in our intimate relationships. You know, intimacy shouldn't be a chore. Some people feel, you know, I've got to do it because that's what's expected if I'm a husband or wife. That's just a terrible way to be. You know, my husband walks through the door on Friday afternoon, looks at the watch and goes, all right, this is our jiggy night, catch up. That's not fun. You know, so everyone who listens knows I'm a big fan of sexting, lots of sexting, fun foreplay. It happens the days, the weeks, the months leading up to it. The sneaky little squeeze on the butt as you go past them. Send the taco and eggplant emoji. Just be careful you don't accidentally send it to Nana, though.
Or the work boss.
Things have happened, and I have received a few odd body parts on my text, I can tell you. So be very careful. But just put the fun into it. Really important.
All right. To wrap it up, Kim, what is your third tip for keeping things spicy in your relationship?
Okay, this is not what people think, but this is probably the most important. The relationship outside the bedroom. If I want it to be hot and spicy inside the boudoir, I need to make sure that I'm a really nice person to my partner. If I've been really horrible to them, my partner isn't going to want to be intimate with me. Now, I should say here, men seem to want to repair and show that they care about their relationship through sex and intimacy. Women, we're like, forget about it, buddy. You know, if you've been really horrible to me, I'm not even going near you. Don't touch me. So foreplay is, you know, actually looking after your person, treating them right. If that's not happening, it's not going to be spicy in the bedroom. Everything else has to align first.
It's going to be mild.
They say that it all starts in the kitchen. Like, if you do the washing up, that's the very beginning of it.
Absolutely. Do the washing up, put the kids to bed. Don't just assume it's my job. You know, take the pressure off me. You know, pull your weight in the house. Speak to me nicely. Those sorts of things. And the other thing is, you know, how many times are we giving our partner compliments? You look hot today, you know, cutie. You know, like your nicknames, all of that stuff.
I do it every day, Kim. Just saying, I compliment my girlfriend
Sam's
every day.
Yeah, Sam's very a complimentary person to anyone in his life.
Mainly my girlfriend.
Good. Very, very good. We'll pick that box for you. So, work on the relationship side, and then the spicy bit will be a lot easier. So, very important.
There you have it. Three tips for keeping the spice in your relationship. Her name is Kim Kalusek. She's a trained psychologist here in the Upper Hunter, and you can find her at Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook or Fairholme Doctors Surgery. Thank you so much for the tips this morning, Kim.
Not a problem, guys.